AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israel's defense minister is ordering a complete siege of the Gaza Strip to retaliate against Hamas. More than 1,100 people have been killed and thousands wounded on both sides. Palestinian militants continue firing barrages of rockets, setting off air raid sirens in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. John Alterman with the Center for Strategic and International Studies talks about the impact social media may have.
Some of those will be authentic. Some of them may not be authentic. But this is going to be a war that I guarantee you over the coming weeks, A, is going to escalate, and B, is going to be graphically portrayed on social media.
Military analyst Justin Crump in London says this came by surprise.
There was this feeling that Hamas just couldn't do something like this and weren't willing to do something like this, partly because of the fear of what it would bring on Gaza. And at least one Israeli spokesman has said, you know, Hamas has opened the gates of hell in Gaza.
The State Department says at least 9 Americans have been killed by the fighting and an unknown number of Americans are unaccounted for. Harvard's Claudia Golden is the recipient of the Nobel Prize in Economics for research on the pay gap between men and women. Christopher Edling is with the Economics Prize Committee.
It combines very detailed and ambitious economic history that goes into collecting data that was previously unknown, establishing facts that we weren't aware about.
Golden is just one of 3 women to win the Nobel Prize in Economics. Anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy is expected to drop his Democratic bid for president and announce he'll run as an independent or a third-party candidate. Air Force helicopters rescued scores of stranded tourists in India's Himalayan northeast after a 6-year-old hydroelectric dam cracked open last week in intense rain, flooding a valley and killing at least 74 people. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he sees a link between his country and Israel.
In a video address to a NATO parliamentary assembly in Copenhagen, Zelensky draws a parallel between Russia's invasion of his country and the Hamas militant group's incursion into Israel, saying only rules and international law could ensure peace around the world. He goes on, it's the same evil. The only difference is a terrorist organization had attacked Israel, and here is a terrorist state attacking Ukraine. Then adds, let everyone who sponsors terror feel the power of our wrath, and let everyone who needs help defending themselves against terror feel the power of our solidarity. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
A senior Taliban delegation visited western Afghanistan's Herat province in the aftermath of a powerful 6.3 earthquake that killed at least 2,000 people over the weekend and flattened entire villages. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.